From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. There's been talk about wearing technology for at least a decade, but it's always been a little too geeky. That may be changing. Wristbands that monitor physical activity are becoming more common, and products like Google Glass, Apple iWatch, and the Nike Fuel Band are in the pipeline or already on the market. Will we be wearing more technology in the not-too-distant future? Artifact is a product design company in South Lake Union, where I am here today with Artifact's wearable tech expert, Jennifer Darmore, who just got back from South by Southwest in Austin, where she gave a talk on wearable technology. Jennifer runs a wearable tech studio called Electric Foxy. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So why wear technology? We have pockets.
Well, I think that now with new sensing technology, and now that if you think about Moore's Law, how computing is getting smaller and cheaper, we now have the ability to wear computers and to put computing capabilities in smaller gadgets. So it's happening now. A lot of companies like Nike and Body Media are creating these devices now with computing capabilities that you can wear.
What do they do while they're computing, and is it an advantage for them being on your body?
Well, a lot of them are focused on fitness right now. So I think that there are a lot of opportunities for us to take these kind of sensing capabilities to really figure out what our activities are doing and make us healthy. So ultimately, it's about, you know, we want to use computers and this new powerful capabilities to improve our lives. We're starting to get out of this niche around fitness. So if you take Google Glass, for instance, and there's a lot of heads-up displays, so you can think about that as putting computers in your glasses, essentially, which basically takes this idea, kind of expands beyond just fitness into more lifestyle.
Well, Jennifer Darmore, you also have some things that you have been working on. Tell me a little bit about them. Maybe I could take a look at them.
Sure. So I've been focusing on how we can kind of get away from the geek factor. Because if we're going to be asking people to wear these devices, they have to look good. So we have to consider fashionability and how we can make these gadgets less gadgety and more expressive objects. I've got a couple of garments that have computing capabilities inside of them. Okay, we can start with this one. This project's called Ping, or product is called Ping. It has computing that's integrated into the styling of the garment. So you can kind of think about if you have a little bit of a smaller computer that is essentially woven into the garment.
I didn't even see it. It's a white cocktail dress, and there's no apparent computing in it.
Exactly, and that's the point, and that's really what I'm trying to push on, is how invisible and integrated we can make that computing.
Tell me about the hardware, the computer hardware that's attached to this dress.
Sure. So there's circuitry that's integrated. There's a pattern on the left and a pattern on the right-hand side. And the patterning is actually the circuitry.
Oh.
So the pattern looks yellow, and we can see some yellow and some gray.
But those are actual circuits. That's not just something for design.
Yes, they're actual functional circuits. So all the gray, if that patterning wasn't on the shirt, it wouldn't work. So I really wanted to expose a portion of the computing to turn the functionality into the aesthetics itself.
What will this computer do for the wearer? What kind of computing will it do?
So what I was exploring here is how we can use gestures that we perform today to allow you to communicate with your Facebook friends. So this shirt connects to Facebook wirelessly, and it allows you to do things like lift up the hood, for instance. See, there's a sensor in the back here along the spine that detects when you've lifted up your hood or when you've put it down. And if you've lifted up your hood, then it sends a message to Facebook. So, for example, when you walk outside and it's cold or it's raining, you might lift up your hood, and then that can send a message to your Facebook friends, letting them know that you're on your way to meet them.
But the message someone will see on Facebook when you raise the hood will say, "I just put my hood up"?
No, you can customize it on Facebook. So the way that I have this set up now is that when you lift up the hood, the message says, "I'll be there in 5. Your friend can interact back with you. So if they send you a message back, then you get a ping. You get a little tap on your shoulder. So there's haptic feedback, which is very similar to your vibration in your cell phone. And it gives you a pattern That lets you know that your friend heard your message and has responded back.
Like Morse code pattern?
It is, yes. It can be Morse code. And that's how I'm envisioning taking it a step further. So in the future, imagine if you assign different patterns to the different people in your life. So like your daughter, your son could send you a message and you'd get notified without having to take your phone out by a simple tap.
And from the tap, maybe where the tap was, you'd know who it was who was trying to contact you.
Exactly. It could be different locations on the body, or it could be the actual tap pattern itself. So three taps could mean your best friend in New York, and two taps could mean your daughter, something like
so
that.
So no screen, no talking, it's all haptic.
It's all haptic, all invisible. I also have been developing this product called Move. And what that does is it takes all the learnings from these exploratory projects or products and incorporates that into a garment made for Pilates. So I'm a huge Pilates fan. I've been doing it for years. With Pilates, it's all about precision and movement. And so I started asking myself, how could technology, being a technology designer, how could technology help improve the precision with that activity? So I created this project called Move.
Okay, so this we're seeing this from the backside, and this is an exercise outfit.
This is an exercise outfit for Pilates, and what it consists of is a Pilates garment, which is the top. And the top has four stretch sensors in it, one that's along the whole spine, one along the front, one along each of the sides. And together, the combination of the sensors listen to your movements and assess if you're moving precisely. Now, Pilates, if your audience has done Pilates, it's your instructor will adjust you down to the millimeter. So it's extremely precise. And what this garment does is it will listen and assess whether you're performing your moves precisely or not.
Is it giving you that feedback in real time so you can adjust your performing of the moves?
That's exactly right. So you remember the haptic feedback that I talked about in Ping, which is basically tapping you on your shoulder. A similar thing happens with Move, where there's a sensor in your hips, and also both shoulders. And what it does is it will tap you very subtly. Again, it doesn't shock you, very subtly in the general area that you need to make an adjustment. So in Pilates, you can simply wear this beautiful Pilates garment, look stylish, doesn't look like a computer, it moves and flexes with you. And it's so smart that it will measure and listen to your movements, and if you're not performing it correctly, it'll give you a little tap where you need to adjust.
So are you rocking it at the Pilates studio now when you wear this?
Absolutely rocking it.
Well, this is tech, but it's low tech. I thought you were going to show me things with screens popping out of the pocket, but it's a simplified way of integrating technology than one might imagine.
Exactly. And one of the things that I'm looking at is how we can kind of go away from the geek factor and have kind of these hard plastic, gadgety looking things that we kind of bolt onto ourselves. How do we move away from that and make them more beautiful and make our interactions more subtle and not distract us?
Looking at some of these companies, it's Google that's doing Google Glass, it's Apple that's doing the iWatch, it's Nike that's doing the Fuel Band. Although their products are fashionable, they're not kind of from the fashion clothing side.
Yes.
Is that where most of the energy is coming these days? Is it coming from technologists trying to integrate their technology into clothing? Or are there any major fashion designers who are trying to bring technology from their side?
I think that if you look across other industries like the performance and entertainment industry, there's a company called Cute Circuit that is creating all of these amazing couture dresses with LEDs embedded in them, but they're made for stage performances. I think Katy Perry wore one where she came down from the sky. She came down on a big swing wearing her wearable technology garment that is embedded with all these LEDs that flash and glitter with the music. So there's a lot that's going on in that industry, which is good because it's moving the technology forward. I mean, if somebody wants to come up with a dress that has LEDs, somebody has to figure out how to incorporate that, how to work with the computers to do that.
Are you wearing any of this stuff around and using it?
Well, I'm wearing three devices now.
Who knew?
You can't see them because they're hidden. One of them is in my bra, the Fitbit. I'm testing out a variety of fitness trackers, the Fitbit, the Jawbone, and the Fuel Band, and comparing the different ones.